Blog Talk Radio.
Tune in every Monday from 10 a.m. to 12 to Awake with All Set on Evolution Radio, where the revolution is the evolution.
Chaka Khan. Shaka Khan, let me rock Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Shaka Khan, let me rock Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, got a feel for you. Shaka Khan, what you tell me, what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Shaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arms, let me feel you with my charm, Shaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Shaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Shaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it.
We be running them out and never make it. That's just
just too beautiful ways, don't wanna taste it. It's just too beautiful ways, don't wanna taste it. But I think that
I'm Welcome back. And we are back on the air. First and foremost, I just want to say thank you for being patient. Huge thank you to Sister Teak for holding it down, still making sure that she was on the air, still making sure that, things were being held down. And that's beautiful, beautiful thing. Thank you guys for your prayers, for your support, for your love, for all of the things. This has been an incredible, challenging journey for myself and my family, but we do definitely appreciate all of the love. So before we get started, I do want to, it just feels good to be back on the show. Like, let me just say that. It feels really good to be back on the show and back in the flow of things. So let me just say, let's take a deep breath in and let's get our mind right, our energy right. It is Mercury retrograde. I've been technology and making sure that communication is clear. Like, recognize that if you were in craziness with communication, we are in Mercury retrograde, the first of 2019. Oh, let's take a deep breath in and out. And let's just focus on the power of voicing. Deep breath in and out. Power of sharing can do. Recognizing that listening is a lost skill, so deep breath in and out. Having the courage, deep breath in, to address the elephant in the room, today's topic, and how do we do that and release. Breath in and out. And the power take breath in and out. and the beauty of getting through your storm, getting through that elephant in the room. All right, we're going to go right into it. For the sake of time, I was struggling getting in on the line because it's Mercury retrograde, and that's what happens in technology and reception and all of the things, right? So we're just going to go right into our topic, and hopefully we'll be able to hold the space and hold this energy that we have right now. So the elephant in the room. First, I do want to just give an update on this will really be the first time that I'm talking publicly about what happened, and let everyone know where we are at as a family, and how my son is doing, and, you know, when we open up the lines, if there's some questions, there's some energy to be sent or whatever that is, you are more than welcome. I don't want to really drag on it too much, but, you know, if you're my family or you're close to us or in any way, you're pretty aware about what happened, but just want to make sure that the audience and the family outside of Denver understands what has been going on. So February 19th, I was on my way home from the grocery store and got a call that my son unfortunately was shot. And I came home, found him. My daughter called me. She was home. Found him, found my daughter, and trying to get the police there. Four-minute drive from the grocery store. I got there in about 30 seconds, if you can imagine. And got to the hospital. He was in the hospital for about a week. And we were able to see that he was shot 4 times, shot at 10 times. And by the grace of the Creator and the protection of our ancestors, he had no bone damage, no artery damage, goodness gracious, no nerve damage, and full recovery is expected. There's a bullet and a half that will remain in his body, and because there wasn't any damage, there's no need for surgery to go in and try to take it out. And goodness, we're going on it. And he's recovering. I cannot say anything less than beautifully, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. All of us are doing our work. You know, we're doing our work and have an amazing, amazing sister elder. Mama Elder, I should say, a therapist that we are working with, and just getting through, really just getting through. In the midst of all of this, we lost our home because obviously we're not going back to that place. And we're doing well. We're doing well. So, you know, I just want to give that update. Yeah, and all of us, particularly my son Jaleel, my daughter Jaya, and myself, because we were, you know, well, they were actually there when it happened. And then I came, so the trauma is real. Hearing your daughter screaming, Jaleel's been shot, seeing your son shot, I mean, all of the things, right? And so, the trauma is real, and we are processing it as a family. My baby son, Josiah, was not home. He was with Dad and Antonio, my king, he was not home. He was actually somewhere else in Carlton, a normal 30-minute drive. He got there in about 10 minutes. So you can imagine everyone responded, and it has impacted our family drastically. So yes, so we're good. Word on the person who did this, he is caught. He was in custody, and we do know we have had problems with this young man for years. Yeah, so that's what it is. That's what it is. And so it's real, you know. We gotta raise our babies. We gotta raise our babies. And Lil is great. Lil's healthy. He's got clowning and making sure he's fly and haircuts. We have some tremendous support. Yeah, it's been good. So we are on the track of getting back in a regular routine, and this is me coming back to the show, figuring out, you know, we got a whole new house to get. We got a whole new house to prepare for. So all of that is happening as well. So yeah, that is what is where we're at. Support. I know a lot of people have been asking, like, what can we do to support? I'm probably now at that place to even begin to think about it. So as I think about it, you know, there might be a GoFundMe, or there might be something as we need to reestablish our lives. So, you know, just be on the lookout. I know there was a sister in particular who wanted to attempt to start that for us. And I just wasn't in the place to really even think about it. So I may not be. That's something I need to speak with Antonio about and my family. So, yeah, that is what it is. I'm going to put a song right there because that was kind of heavy. And especially if you didn't know what was happening. So give everybody some time. Just to shake that energy. But that is an elephant in the room when I'm seeing people, or people are calling or ready for readings or whatever. That is an obvious elephant in the room. So I wanted to just address it, and then we're gonna come back and talk about some real elephants in the room and not to say that isn't a real one, but some community elephants in the room that we really need to be addressing and putting some spiritual energy intention on. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Tune in every Monday from 10 a.m. to 12 to Awake with All Set on Evolution Radio, where the revolution is the evolution.
And we are back, and we are back, and we... All right, so we are... We're going to talk about current. One thing that I have never, ever, this is a first, ever done on the show is, like, address whatever was going on, particularly, like, in the news or culture or trending or something like that, where it was actually, like, we are intentionally going to be talking about the things that are the elephants in the room. And, you know, especially folks who didn't know what happened with our family, with the shooting and everything, people were inboxing me or texting me asking about my opinion on particular issues, and I usually don't even comment or speak about them or do whatever, you know what I'm saying? And so I want to ensure that we put some, because there's some need for some voice and some spiritual and energy understanding around a few things. I'm going to I'm going to open up the door first and foremost with the protection of Black women and Black girls and how vital it is that when a Black woman or a Black girl voices that something, that there is an abuse, that there is something that is not right, and how there is a collective knowingness of the disregard that happens when it is a Black woman or a black girl, and why it is we are in a time right now where the call for the protection for Black women and Black girls are necessary. I don't think I need to really put voice or whatever to what the situation is. I think we all obviously know what it is. And I don't want to put energy to that pain and that trauma and reopen or reexamine what isn't relevant to spiritual and energy productivity. When they have been for so long and I have to be here for so long, and it is the existence of Black women and these young girls, what is really alarming is that there is a necessity to still begin to plead for the acceptance of Black women, protecting Black women, as well as the plea for when a Black girl is voicing that something is not right, something about history. We must be heard in a different way. We must be willing to know. I can only imagine if my daughter Black abuse energy, how I respond naturally. I also, unfortunately, know the side of being that Black woman voicing and attempting to call something out or someone out in particular who is being abusive, who's being neglectful, who needs a layer of accountability, that because coming from me, it's not impactful, but also being the victim of whatever that abuse and neglect was, and not being taken seriously or not being protected in the way that you know you're longing for, but you know the only next step for protection is to be able to call the ish out, right? Like you cannot, and what we need to understand is that these situations where Black women's voices are now being elevated. And decades later, the accountability is happening. And I'm not saying that it matters when. Like, it when it happens, it happens. I am saying that the extended amount of time we need to be reflective on, and we need to recognize, like, that plays into our dismissiveness of what happens when we voice ourselves, what happens when we stand for ourselves. You know, there was a particular series that ran, and one of the jurors literally was attributing why he did not convict someone who is just horrendous to Black women. He was saying there was no conviction, and he did because he just didn't like the woman. Like, and the reasoning of not liking the woman all came to racism. And, like, there is this real, real thing. And let's talk about, you know, within our own Black community. You know, when a Black woman, and I really want us to really sit with how our fathers, how our brothers, how our uncles, and how our grandfathers showed up for these little girls and these women over the decades. I don't know particularly. All I know is that if there has not been an attempt of harm to be given, where is the protection for our women? Where is the protection for our girls? Where is the assurance that if I even suspect, that someone is not doing right by our daughters, by our women, by our sisters, by our mothers, by our grandmothers, by our aunties, if someone is not doing right by the women, and then if the post of protection is abandoned, what also needs to be understood collectively within the community is that at one point, see, the power of the Black woman is so real, and at one point, she will break and she will begin to say, F you, I'm going to protect myself. Because, you know, no one wakes up and says, oh, I think I'm going to wake up and choose to be in this toxic environment, in this toxic exchange and relationship. No one wakes up and says, I want to run to toxicity. Right? And so when there is an attempt for a Black woman to express, I'm in a cycle of toxicity, I'm in a cycle of abuse, and I really don't know how to get out. And there's a cry for help. There is a need for please recognizing how can we push through and move forward, because we're going to always thrive to move upward. We're going to always do that. And even if it's just a brief, you know, day or two, that cycle will go from being a day or two to go to 3 days, to go to 4 days. And then next thing you know, we're going to get the strength and find the capacity in our voice to speak up and say, I don't care what repercussions come. You know, and it's so amazing. You know, I was listening to Mute R. Kelly, the sister who started that campaign. I was listening to her express, you know, that it's actually Black women who were the most angry, you know, and the trolls and the ones, you know, I don't know how accurate or how true this is. It's Black women who belling this person out, you know, and the trauma is real, the hurt is real, the cycle of I don't know how to get my healing because I have never been protected. But what I do know is I know how to protect the abuse. I know how to align with the abuser to ensure I'm not out of sync. I do know all of the things. And it's coming from a place when protection is ripped, when someone doesn't feel safe, you begin to add, now you're dealing with survival. This is life or death often, right? I'm going to stay alive. I'm going to ensure in that need of survival flips and turns into protection the more that it's understood, like, I'm in protection. Do not. I do not want to engage in. You know, and the elephant in the room is not the person. The elephant in the room is not music. The elephant in the room is the lack of protection for Black women and Black girls. See, if it was Becky up the street, who was 14, who was 15, who was 16, 13, whatever. So it was Becky up the street, the daughter of Teresa and Paul, from suburbia, white neighborhood, one accusation sweep with the max. It seems like there is a new Black woman daily coming out, right? And the elephant in the room, the elephant in the room is why don't we protect our women? Why don't we protect, believe, trust the account of Black girls? What are we telling Black girls? What are we telling Black women with the way that we are posting, with the way, what messages are we sending around the protection of Black girls, of Black women? That is the elephant in the room that on the spiritual and the energy connectivity, I would like to stress. I would like to stress that when a Black woman is expressing, hear her, believe her, resource her. How can you bring resource to her? There is a subconscious, Black women don't need that type of support. That happens, that needs to be shut down. There is we don't really believe. Even from our own community, there's an unspoken, she deserved. She put herself in that situation. She's fast. This is unspoken, as if, right? And what's crazy is that the extreme cases of lies have not come from Black women. We have Emmett Till situations all over this country, all over the world. I didn't even say this, but all over the world. And yet and still, the Black woman accounting and saying, there is a need for protection. I'm coming forward because I am longing for protection. So the elephant in the room is, how do we address protecting Black women and protecting Black girls? It's real. It's real, and I hope that all of the energy that is being thrown to this situation, I hope we begin to redirect it into productivity to figure out a way to ensure that protection is always happening for Black women and for Black girls. You know the state of a nation and the state of a community by where and how the woman is positioned and seated. How valuable is the woman to the nation, to the community? Oh, what elephants in the room. This is kind of dope to make sure that we're redirecting our energy into productivity. The issue is that I really do want to be able to break it with song so that we know, like, okay, we're going to breathe through that. We're going to listen to a really good song, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about another elephant in the room. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So we will be right back. We're going to listen to some good music. It's Sister Teak holds us down, engineering the show to make sure everything is there. Make sure you're supporting Sister Teak. She is on every second Monday of the month to as she's developing her show and developing her voice and developing, establishing protection and providing an opportunity for her to develop her gift to give to the world. We're going to take a quick break. And we will be right back. Elephant in the room. This is Healer I Set.
Ladies and gentlemen, and all the lovers around the world, I want to talk about the one I love. I know a lot of times we forget how they take good care of you. But tonight, I just want to express the way I feel.
Oh, baby, funny how things have changed in my life now. Whether near or far, I want to be where you are. And you're like a rose that blooms in my garden, innocent and sweet, my love.
Awake with Offset every single Monday on New Evolution Radio, where the evolution is the revolution. Shout out to my brother, Joey. You can find him on his show every single Sunday, Brother Jonah, every single Friday, and we are holding it down. I am so honored to be the goddess of the show, to do this work with Sister Teak and balance out those two brilliant brothers, and we bring our brilliance to the show as well. So thank you for holding it down and being with us. We support New Evolution as much as possible. Make sure that you are going to the seminars and you're getting the products and you're getting the services, because it's real. And being able to have the options of understanding citizenship and understanding your sovereignty and understanding your right as being a being, as being human, being able to navigate in a way where you can operate as your person, for your person, with your person, to your person. And so, you know, just a shout out to New Evolution Radio for bringing Awake With Offset on, and we are appreciative. Speaking of that, and why it is necessary to know and understand your sovereignty, the audacity of this college scandal, I don't think if you don't understand education, you may think this is, like, why, what is the big deal, right? First and foremost, the big deal is that these folks were robbing from the United States of America. So there is a need to one, make an example. When we look at the lens, and we all know folks who did it, it might have been us who did it, whatever, and you use someone else's address to get your student in a different school, and you are using that address and you are doing whatever you got to do to make sure that your students, or maybe it was you as the student or it was you as the parent, and you know that the offerings of the schools, either where you live or whatever, may not contribute to actually breaking the cycle. We have sisters, black women, here we go again, so with the lack of protection, particularly, we have black women who have done that very thing and This involves nothing to do with taking funds from one to another. It's no cash or money exchange happens when we say I'm going to use an address so that my child or my children can go to another school. None of those things happen. None of that stuff happens. However, when we look at the intention of keeping our children, now we're going to go into the elephant in the room of protecting our intellectual knowingness as a community, enterprise, if you will. You know, first of all, these Ivy League schools and all of the schools that were involved in this scandal, everybody who's involved in this scandal, the first and most obvious thing, if you paid all of that money to lie, why not pay all of that money for tuition? That's the first question. And I think everybody was like, this really makes no sense, right? It absolutely makes no sense. When we are, if your student can't get in these schools, then that is a whole nother thing. And the process of college is supposed to, the way that it is set up, the reason why tuition even exists and all of these things, the way that it is set up is to provide an opportunity for everyone to be able to come and, quote unquote, have a seat at the table. It is reasons like this where you see the depth of racism, the depth of classism, the depth of, you know, we are going to give to ours and not anyone else's. When you see this depth of elitism, that's the word I was thinking of, you begin to say, you know, why are we here? And I want us to really examine when we talk about how a society is ran. Society is ran off of the systems that are in place that the people adhere to. And so we are a part of a particular society, and those systems help us. This is not just, this elephant in the room is not about the college scandal. This elephant in the room is about the systems of society that we perpetuate. We perpetuate to upkeep our oppression. All right? So the first we're going to talk about, Kayshen, and why the root is education. As a child in your developmental years, you know, brain development, emotional, mental, spiritual, all of these developments, physical, happens drastically and hard. From the time you're born till 5, there's so much that happens in development of who you are. And then from 5 to 18, you are pretty much completing your development into who the person that you are is. This is also where you learn the systems of your society. And all of these societies plant seeds of what it is for the representation of your community. So if you identify with the Black community, if you identify with the Latinx community, with the LGBTQ, with whatever community it is that you identify with, in these formidable years is when you are developing what the system is against, for, or in collaboration to your identified group, right? We live in a society where the education, and this is why education is so important, because you are in, during those years, you are in school more than you are at home. And then you just replace it with work. Then you are at work more than you are at home. And so this balance of understanding that the society is real, and that is where you are, and you were falling in line to what the society and the folk who created the society want you to believe in. Then it is this facade of white, not often, all the time. It is this facade of white supremacy. And particularly for the Black community, white supremacy, Black inferiority. And so we as a people need to begin to really look at the systems of this society. Education does everything towards Black and brown folk to lead into the prison pipeline, preschool to prison pipeline. Right? So this is education. So journey with me, right? Shaheen from the Black part of your city is a bright 2-year-old. And that is, you can, you know, he's developing quicker. He's got some gifts, right? With that, he also has melanin. And so the way that the society and the system of education is set up, instead of nurturing the giftedness in Jaheim, they begin to immediately say he doesn't sit down. He is defiant because he's a critical thinker at 5. And because he can't sit down, because and this is any boy cannot sit down. We're not physically giving them what they need. So instead of saying, he may be gifted, let's test him in giftedness, we begin to push him into needing services for learning. We begin to say he must not be able to learn, instead of thinking of other ways to teach. And that leads into ADD, ADHD, and now he is in the pipeline. By third grade, I need everybody to understand, by third grade, it is decided, when it comes to the preschool to prison pipeline, it is decided which pipe, the pipeline, if you are in this pipeline. All right. I know in Colorado, at the age of 10, that's fifth grade, at the age of 10, you can get officially charged with a crime. So if you are a fifth grader who gets in your first playground fight, you can get charged with assault. If you are a fifth grader who, is curious about, you have your first kiss, and it's warranted or not warranted on you knowing that what the severity would be. You can get charged with being a sexual predator. There are 10-year-old boys who have to register as sex offenders because they were charged for their first kiss on the playground or for their first, what is this in your body, all of that. And I'm not saying, and I'm not at all suggesting to violation of space. I'm not doing that in any way. There is a natural development that happens with children, though, that for Black children, they begin to scrutinize, exaggerate, and criminalize. Okay? So now this is the educational experience for Black children. And there are all of these stereotypes that become norms, and we all have seen the children do the Black child, the Black doll versus the white doll test. We've all seen that, right? And this is a system. This is a system of what is real. This is education. This is education, and it leads into our college experience, which now I have to pay for your racism. I have to pay for your oppression, and I have to pay for your inauthentic theft of education in terms of content. I have to pay for you lying to me and not telling me that all of this knowledge came from my ancestors. So just think about that psyche. That's the education system. The next system and the next system is the government, the police, is the healthcare system. One thing that we need to begin to address louder is how the healthcare system is so racist and so against, again, Black women and Black girls. Black women are dying during childbirth at an alarming rate. Why? Because when we say something isn't right, I just gave birth and I feel something isn't right, the doctors are not taking us seriously. This is a real thing. I need everyone to really understand. Like, the call to our community is we are perpetuating and sustaining the very oppression. And this has nothing to do, listen, Black folks cannot be racist. We don't have the power to be racist. And even when you see Black folks who are prejudiced, they are prejudiced in a way of protection. I can't trust because of the protection, and there is an ancestral knowingness in my DNA, right? And it hurts. The elephant in the room is that we as a community, Black, brown, Asian, Native, whatever community it is, we need to recognize that who we are culturally is valued. And we also need to recognize that we are not we do not have to subject ourselves to oppression. And we can, if we get in a collective harmony, gosh, the growth and the change that could happen. Oh, gosh. We're going to take another break. The elephant in the room. We've talked about the protection, the black woman and the black girls. We've talked about the elephant in the room of how we support and sustain our very oppression. And I'm going to open up the lines when we're going to do some free readings when we get back. So we are, thank you again for joining us. The elephant in the room for me was sharing my family. What happened is my son was shot and where we're at and updating. So thank you guys for joining us. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to get some water. I'm going to get ready to do some readings. We'll be right back.
Time will bring the will and the body proud. Today there'll be no remnants, no trace, no retention. No feelings within you. Today you won't remember, man. Your face will be the reason I smile. But I will not see what I cannot have forever. I'll always love you. I hope you feel the same. When my affliction had to fill out my prescription, found the way I'm a fiend. I had to set you free.
Tune in every Sunday from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on The Bottom Line with Joey L. on Evolution Radio.
And we are back. Let's open up those lines. If you're on the line, go ahead and press 1 and we will get you in. It's about healing our community. It's about understanding that we can have the courage to talk about the elephants in the room. And how do we talk about the elephants in the room without dragging in a space of grief? And that doesn't mean that you're not processing. That doesn't mean any of that. You know, I've gone through some extreme trauma in the past month. However, we as a family, as a collective, as myself, as the woman in our family, I had to ensure we were using our tools, and we were making this very, very traumatic and hard situation become productivity for us, and how it is ensuring that there is growth. The same is true for our community. What are the elephants in the room that we need to address? And we don't need to complain, and we don't need to sit in a space. We need to say, this is how we're going to make these things productive, and these are the systems that we're going to put in place, and these are the protections and the providing and the nurturing and the healing that is going to happen. And we all have a role in that. We all have an obligation and a duty to contribute to the elephant in the room being addressed and beginning to be broken down and reused so that we can move forward. So we're going to open up the lines so we can do some free mini readings. I'm going to just let Sister T take us in.
Okay, I don't have anyone pressing one right now, but I'll take a free reading.
Okay, cool. Take a breath. All right. Your message is that there is, you are about to begin, if you're not already, you're about to begin to see some reaping of your consistency in your walk. So as it may feel like things, people are either falling apart or not, or as you're growing, your maturation process is showing you that you were right in making these decisions when they didn't feel like they made any sense. And so you're going to begin to see these fruits of your labor and the fruits of your consistency, and seeing that you're showing up in a way that's going to give you the tools necessary. And it really feels like you're really aligned with the planets. Mercury retrograde, you're being a little more silent. And you're processing differently, and you're processing with energy in mind first. It's like, first and foremost, how you're showing up, and then once the planets begin to all move forward, you're gonna progress with them. But you're really, really in tune with the planet that rules you, as well as the influence of how the planet is showing up. Planets are showing up for the universal alignment. You're definitely able to respond there. Feels like there is a, I can't gauge if this is a new love interest or an old one showing up, but it feels really familiar, or if it hasn't shown up yet, you're going to meet someone or reconnect with someone, but it's going to be a very familiar energy where you automatically feel comfortable, they feel comfortable, and it's going to be, they're also saying like a very strong friendship. So just either be prepared, or if you're already experiencing that, like keep nurturing it, because it's definitely for you. And the connection with God is or higher being is being really nurtured. You're being really intentional about that, about hearing and listening and studying and learning as much as you can about the God of your understanding and how you connect with the Great Spirit. Yeah, that's your reading.
Okay, thank you. We got some people on the line now. Area code 678, first three numbers 557. You're on with Offset.
I'm here. I'm here.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm sorry, my voice. I'm doing okay. I just called in for a free reading, but my voice is gone. So, can you hear me?
Yes. Well, before we even start, I don't want you to lose your voice because I can hear it. But before I even go into the reading, drink some hot lemon water and honey and take care of your voice. Okay, well, here's your message.
Okay.
not a coincidence. Your voice is related to your throat chakra, and so you have not really been speaking your truth. And so, Spirit, there's an ancestor actually with you, feels like a feminine energy, and saying, like, tell the truth and don't silence yourself. Don't say, I'm not going to worry about it or I'm not going to address it. You are in a space where you are now being pushed to voice how you feel, to acknowledge what you know, to recognize what your gut feeling is saying, and to guide it. I'm not sure if this is a mother or an aunt or grandma who this ancestor is, but she's just really saying, like, it is now time for you to step into just that wisdom, matriarchal role, particularly with, are you a mother?
Yes.
Particularly with your children, and like stepping into like being mom, to become grandma, to be great grandma, to leave that legacy and provide that wisdom. I really feel like, and I don't know if your children are not grown, they're very mature. And so it's either they're grown children or they're mature children. And if they are mature, you need to ensure that you're setting them up to be able to understand that there will be an obligation that they need to give back to you. If they are grown, it is necessary for you to disconnect from the mother, not disconnect, let me not use that word. What is this? Cycle up. So you're maturing in your motherhood, which means focus on you. And they need to begin to shift to that as well, where you're doing that. Before I answer this, are you in a relationship?
No.
Mm-hmm. The relationship. Oh, I think I recognize this energy. A relationship is coming. An interest is coming. Feels like by the end of the year, latest the top of next year, but it really feels like the end of the year. But it feels like you're getting you together, like your focus is on you. And
right.
Okay. I know exactly who this is I'm talking to now. Hold on.
But everything you're saying is true. Now that you reckon everything is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is it. But I was sitting here like, wait, I know who I'm
talking. It's coming out. But before you can see, you don't know a number by heart, right? So, okay.
Well, I don't even do the numbers. I don't even see the numbers. I'm in my zone in a room quiet, so I don't need to see it. So, okay. Well, that's your reading.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, next caller, area code 303, first three numbers 312. You're on with Offset.
Hi, Offset. This is Laterrell.
Hey, sis, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm glad all is well with you.
Thank you. I
always sending
it.
Love
Thank
and light.
So
always sending
Thank
love
you.
And light.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. Okay, my question is, this last trip when I went to Ghana, I met this little girl, and her name is Blessing, and we kind of hung out. She was probably seven. And I just fell in love with this little girl, and she fell in love with me. And when I left, I asked if she wanted to walk me to the van, and she did. And she started crying, and she said, I want to go. And so I'm going to send her some things. And so what has came to my heart and my spirit is to, like, just start, like, a girl's initiative to start sending things to girls over there. I met her big sister, Sarah, who's 13. And she was so bright and intelligent and just beautiful and smart. But, you know, they live in a village and they're very poor. Their mother's illiterate. And so I just want to know if that's the right thing for me to be doing right now or in general. Because there's really a pull on my heart to support these girls and girls in general. And it seems over there. And that's a passion of mine to empower women and girls. So, yeah, that...
Yes, absolutely. That call is, first of all, the call is on what life purpose is for you. So that it, not necessarily in that way, but empowerment of women and girls is something that's in your alignment for your passion work, and not even just passion work, like what your mission work is. So yes, moving forward in that. And it's also going to expand. So they are what the message is to make sure you do your diligence of setting it up properly so that you can really, really begin to create that pipeline between support from wherever can go directly in with the women and girls. I do see you tying it in where you will actually be traveling to not only make deliveries, but make sure operations are happening the way that you want them to. So it's going to become a full-fledged, like, charitable, nonprofit type work. So they're saying, like, you know, they're showing me, like, really, like, go make sure the legalities are in place. You have a board. You're doing all of the things. And figuring out, like, what is the pipeline? Is this a monthly send-off? Is this – so, yes, they're showing me, like, yes, it is in the paper trail and the paperwork of it. Get really tight so that you're very clear. It feels like there's still a few components that you're trying to figure out how to make it happen or flushing out in the idea stage. But, yeah, they're saying definitely move forward. And it sounds dope. Like, however I can help, please let us know.
Okay, I will. Okay. So Thank you.
Of course. Okay. Oh, if you were in Colorado or if you were in Denver or Aurora, that is Sister Laterrell. She is master yoga teacher. She is amazing, amazing, amazing. She is at the Salvation Army on the east side by Manual High School. So make sure that you support Yoga for Everybody and just go follow her transition into wholeness. You can find her on Instagram as well. So just make sure that you're supporting Sister Laterrell in as many ways as you can. She's an amazing yoga teacher. So, yeah, you want to get into yoga, highly recommend her.
All right, next caller, area code 225, first three numbers, 241. We're all with Offset.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was calling to find out about my spiritual growth and my love life.
Okay. Are you in a relationship?
No. He just passed Tuesday of last week. He had a major heart attack. But I am, you know, I have two friends that I'm currently seeing. But I don't know if it's serious or anything.
Okay, so your partner just passed away Tuesday?
Yes.
All right, so that's enough
about 8 months, but he's still a part of me, basically.
Got it. Okay, that's what I'm picking up. Because what was coming up was the need to disconnect from something that has been in your life. Were you guys together for a long time before you broke up eight months ago? Okay,
yes.
So it was, and that's why I asked, were you in a relationship? I was going to deliver it in a different way that wouldn't be disrespectful to your relationship. But the message is that you need to disconnect from something that has been long term. And so I imagine that probably means that, yeah, you guys broke up in 8 months, but you guys may not have given it full closure. And maybe you guys still had access to one another. And now that he has passed away, there's a need to really just, like, completely be okay with cutting the tie. And oftentimes what happens, you know, we're so taboo when it comes to death. But when death happens, it also means it's an ending of a cycle. And so, like, allow that to be ended and don't feel guilty, don't feel bad, like it was his time, it was a hard transition, any of that, those things, like he's good. But you do need to completely do your work to disconnect from his spirit and to really, really put the experience in his spirit and his energy and how it showed up and contributed to your life in the right compartment and keep it there and honor it. So there's some work that needs to be done around that. Yeah, yep, exactly. You took the words out of my mouth. Yep, so that's that's going to be the work that's going to be necessary. I can't really tell of the two that you were seeing right now. I can't really tell either one of them are going to go away. Like, I can't really tell, like, is it?
No, they're not. That's the funny thing about it.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, because one is like, I went on a trip with him, say, about 2 months ago, and we had a great time, and we still connect, but, you know, he's out of town. He lives in Chicago. And the other, I just found out he was married. So it's like I'm at a standstill with him, but he don't want to go away.
Yeah, it just feels like is he honest in his marriage, or is it like there's some deception that's happening?
I think it's deception that's happening.
Okay.
You say he left her, but it's not like that.
It really feels like you know, neither one of them are really going to go away. So it's going to be you who's going to have to set the boundaries, and it's going to be you that's going to have to say, you know, you're deceiving your wife, and I'm not with that because of the karma that will come back to your spirit and energy.
And that's I've been feeling.
Yeah. So just it'll be you, because he's not going to let go. So you're going to have to, like, really, really cut ties and be firm in cutting ties and be consistent in it. And the other person, if he's not going to go anywhere, invest, you know, see where it can go. Take your time. The message is definitely take your time. And space is actually good for you. Someone not being in your face all the time is actually good for you. So it may.
Yeah, I don't like to be too clingy, and I like to get to this basically.
Yeah. Yeah, so that situation is worth putting some effort and energy into. When you asked the question and you brought both of them into it, because I couldn't tell who was going to go away, you know, it was like it really is a testament to your spirit and how you can draw people in and lock them in. So you need to be very conscious about making sure you want to lock those type of people in. And this brother from Chicago, are you sure you want to lock him in? Because you don't want to recreate a situation that you had with the brother where you broke up for 8 months, but he was locked into you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is something with your spirit. So make sure you're being conscious of accessibility to your spirit with these men. That's why they won't go away.
Oh, wow, that's funny. I was trying to figure that out. I was like, cause like I said, I enjoy going away. And he always, you know, want me to come visit him if he's in Chicago or he's in Miami, wherever, you know, he always want me to come, you know, come there. Because not too long ago, he wanted me to come to All-Star in Charlotte. But I didn't go because I don't like cold.
Okay. Well, yeah, there's your reading, sis. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'll set that as all callers on the line.
All right. Well, I am so honored. And we're right on time. I'm so honored. We're back on the air. Next Monday, actually, I will not be on the air. So I'm going to see if Sister Teak wants to take another show because I got gifted. My wonderful king is taking me on a cruise, my first cruise. So, yeah, so I will not be, I won't have internet or access. I will be at sea. So hopefully if Sister Teak does not do the show, then I will see everyone in 2 weeks. And we may just do play a repeat of a good show or a repeat of this show just so that. And maybe Teak wants a day off. Shoot, maybe she wants, I took a month off, maybe she wants a month off. So we may just repeat this show so everybody can get updated with how to deal with the elephants in the room. But I will let everyone know, and I will get into it. Oh, she just let me know she's going to do another show. So you guys make sure that you are in. I will be coming back from the port listening to catch up to see what the show was. So I love you all. Thank you for joining. Again, thank you for the prayers, for the energy, for the healing, love, and light. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the texts. Thank you for the check-ins in my inboxes and all of that good stuff. All is well. All is well. All is well. And we are putting our pieces of our lives back together. And it's Mercury retrograde. So please, 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 please be cautious in how you're communicating. Don't get frustrated with technology acting a fool. I know Instagram and Facebook was down a couple of days ago. It's Mercury retrograde, y'all. It's Mercury retrograde. So just be patient and move slow and take your time and all that you're doing and stay true to your spirit and energy. I am Healer Asset Miriam. You are on Awake with Asset on New Evolution Radio, where the evolution is the revolution. HNIC, Brother Joey, with Bottom Line Radio every Sunday and Jonah every Friday. And Sister Teak and I are the goddesses of the station, making sure that we are holding it down for that feminine energy. We love y'all. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being with us. And we will see you guys. I will see you in 2 weeks. You will see Sister Teak next week. So thank you and peace.
Tune in every Monday from 10 a.m. to 12 to Awake with Offset on Evolution Radio, where the revolution is the evolution.